From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama is on his way to Oslo, Norway, where he will be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in a formal ceremony on Thursday. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president.
The entire trip to Oslo and back will take less than 2 full days for the president. An earlier scheduled stop in Copenhagen to attend the early days of the International Climate Change Conference was postponed until next week. The Nobel ceremony in Oslo comes 2 months after the surprise announcement that the president had been awarded the Peace Prize. The committee cited his impact on international diplomacy. In October, he said he didn't feel he deserved the award, but that he sees it as a call to action for the U.S. and the world to confront the challenges of the 21st century. The president will deliver a speech in Oslo at the formal ceremony. He will echo those same themes, but he is also expected to talk about his decision last week to escalate the war in Afghanistan by sending in 30,000 additional U.S. troops. Don Gagne, NPR News, traveling with the president.
President Obama met with the bipartisan group of congressional leaders this morning, seeking support for his job creation plan. Mr. Obama is calling for more spending on the nation's infrastructure, tax breaks for small businesses, and incentives for making homes more energy efficient. Eric Cantor, the second-ranking House Republican, says the president is calling for added expenditures that the company cannot afford. Mr. Obama has said he'll work with Congress to decide how to pay for it. The House committee has voted to issue subpoenas to a Virginia couple who crashed a state dinner at the White House last month. NPR's Brian Naylor has more.
The House Homeland Security Committee asked Tariq and Mikhail Salahi to testify before the panel last week about how they were able to gain access to the state dinner without an invitation. But the aspiring reality TV stars refused, so the panel voted to compel them to testify. The Salahi's lawyer says the couple will exercise their Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate themselves if forced to appear. The committee's top Republican also wanted to subpoena White House Social Secretary Desiree Rogers to ask why no one from that office was at the security gate as visitors to the dinner were screened. The White House says that's now the practice, but majority Democrats on the committee refused to go along. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
5 Transportation Security Administration employees have been placed on administrative leave after sensitive guidelines about airport passenger screenings were posted on the Internet. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano told the Judiciary Committee that the security lapses did not pose a threat to travelers. She also says her department is conducting its own review. An assistant secretary told another Senate panel that the Homeland Security Agency has suspended all such web postings. This is NPR News. A case being called a European Roe versus Wade has gotten underway as 3 Irish women claim their country's abortion ban violates their human rights. Terry Schultz has more.
The plaintiffs, identified in court only as A, B, and C, say having to travel out of Ireland to terminate pregnancies endangers women's health and well-being. They also say it's a violation of the European Convention on Human Rights, which Ireland has signed. The 3 women, whose identities will be kept confidential, have taken the case to the European Court of Human Rights, based in Strasbourg, France. A panel of 17 judges will consider the challenge to Ireland's current law, under which abortion is only allowed if there is a real and substantial risk to the life of the mother. The case is getting heavy press attention in Ireland, which banned abortion in 1861 and fought for the right to maintain the law under a new European Union reform treaty that took effect this month. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
A storm blamed for at least 16 deaths dumped more than a foot of snow in parts of the Midwest and New England today. In Iowa, the city of Des Moines received 16 inches of snow, while nearly 19 inches fell on Madison, Wisconsin. Wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour created snow drifts as high as 15 feet. About a half foot of snow fell on Minneapolis and neighboring St. Paul. The wind chill in the Twin Cities was minus 9 degrees. Upstate New York received around 10 inches before tapering off in the afternoon. The massive storm system is the first major blast of wintry weather for many parts of the Midwest this year. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials gained 51 points today. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 10. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.